nappyafro.com.
Episode 283. If you're hearing my voice first, that means Saul Wright is not here. Those new Zo2s came out. He just got his package in the mail from the Big Baller brand. Never lost. So Saul Wright not here. He's unboxing his brand new Zo2s, remixes, whatever they're called. So you probably see that on Talking Kicks this week. But joining me to my left is Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, man, I messed this whole show up, man. It's your boy, King Jern, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor, Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Chubby Brister. I'm in the building. What's going on, man? And again, it's Queen Jern. Again, no a.k.a.s for Queen Jern because, you know, she it's just Queen don't Jern. Do that. That's just how she wrote, you know what I'm saying?
A.k.a. what?
I don't know. You did your AKAs. I'm not
AKA supposed to. AKA Dr. Mom's Love Chocolate. AKA I'm Greek, finally.
She's Greek, finally. Okay, cool. Got that out the way, people. So, yeah, man, like I said, we got a little light show for you. Nothing too much this week. Let's start out by talking about Drea. I know last time you was here, we talked about Drea. But this time, we're going to talk about Drea because Drea hates signing her kids' homework. Drea had a... Her son had a school project he had to work on, and she wasn't too pleased about it because she had to sign the paper every day after he recited it, like each time. So over a month's time, she had to sign the paper so many times. So she went on to say this. She said, let's discuss this. Nico has this 4-minute speech he has to memorize and recite. Fine. Splendid. These are her words, not mine. Now his teacher is requiring me to sign papers every day saying he's read the speech 5 times out loud and stuff. Over Thanksgiving break, I had to sign 18 times, and now it's still every day. Here's my point. I'm all for helping my child with his homework, but at this point, she has him harassing me with this speech. I don't want to hear it no more. I'm hearing it 2 times a day for a month straight. I'm finna memorize it. Not to mention, the topic is about how American history isn't present as much in college education. She put the sleeper emoji 5 times. So you can imagine what a snooze this thing is. Last night he asked me to sign and I said no. Tell your teacher I'm done with this. And now today he doesn't get points because I don't want to sign it. It's not my damn homework, but it feels like it. What y'all think? Now, the son hit mom up, said, Mom, are you for real? I didn't get a note card today. Now I'm going to lose those points. So she says, she texts the son back, shaking my head, I'm going to write a rude note. Should I write what I really want to say? Because we can take it there. So first of all, Drea, you're a parent, and you have a child that's in school. They require you to sign your name a lot. Now, if you're a celebrity, you should be used to signing your name because I'm pretty sure people ask you for autographs. Or maybe they don't. Maybe Drea doesn't get asked for autographs. Maybe they only ask her for pictures, and nobody wants your autograph. But the teacher wants your fucking autograph every day for your kid's homework. Now, like I said, I hate the first week of school because we have to sign so many fucking forms, the same forms we signed the year before, and they go into the same motherfucking school. I get it, Drea. I get it. But you're not going to see me complaining about the shit. I mean, I hate doing it, but it's for the fucking kids, man. You do little shit like that for your kids. Queen Jern, how you feel about that?
I think she's trifling. Because it doesn't make any sense. Like, sign your name, teach your child your signature, whatever you got to do. But if it is going to cost my child some points, I'm going to sign that paper every freaking time. Why would I even think twice about it if I know that my signature is attached to points for my child's grade? That's dumb. Like, and you complaining about it, like, for real, what else do you have to do?
I mean, I guess she's Drea. She sure can't cook. We seen what she did at Thanksgiving. So it ain't, she ain't spending time cooking. And she don't like chilling with a kid because somebody said that maybe her son should dress up like a Ciroc bottle so they get his mama to talk to him. You know, she did disappear on her kid for days and, you know, left him at home with no food, like when he was younger, for her to go partying and stuff. So her being a good parent, I mean, she has, you know, strikes of her being a horrible parent. You know what I'm saying? I mean, thank God the little boy's still living and nothing's wrong with them. But, I mean, when your mom, when your mama's on the internet complaining about signing your homework, that shit gotta fucking suck. Because you gotta do better. And let's not put all the blame on Dre here. If you're a little nigga and you've seen your mama's signature every day for a month, you should know how to do that shit. You should just sign it your motherfucking self, since she don't like signing the shit. Just take that out. You're like, look, mom, I got it. Don't worry about it, mom.
You know, take the initiative, go on and sign it, because clearly the heifer don't want to sign your paperwork.
At all.
I'm not going to lose no points because I got a trifle mama, but.
Exactly. Yeah, Drea, man, tighten up on your parenting skills because, you know, you're raising a young man over there, and that's just sad, man. That's really sad. I don't know, but. Enough about Dre. You done made like 2 Frocasts in a month. You are popping on Nappy Afro. So shout out to Dre, man. Sign your kid homework tonight, man. Please turn this motherfucking assignment in, little nigga, so she don't have to goddamn complain to us on the internet about her doing her part of your homework, my dude. Next up, man, we got new things going on in the hospitals now. You know, if you have a kid, you can put gender X on the child's birth certificate. So you can say, hey, even though my son was born with a penis, I don't want to label him as a male.
It's a boy, it's a girl, or it's X. Washington State considering a third gender option on birth certificates. Right now, state officials looking for public comments on the proposal. If it's approved, parents can skip labeling their newborn child as a male or a female starting next year. Oregon and California, believe it or not, have already passed similar laws.
That's bullshit.
Why is it bullshit?
People need to stop that shit. God made you whatever he made you.
Or you were born, whatever you were born.
You were born, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. But what if you don't believe in God, whatever you got going on.
I'm just saying, we have a lot of listeners here.
Okay, well, anybody need to get offended. In my opinion, there is a creator, and I choose to call him God.
Okay.
But nonetheless, if you got a ding-a-ling, you are a male.
Mm.
If you have no ding-a-ling, you are a female. It's just that simple.
What if you got both of them?
Then you can probably put an X on there. But if you don't have those markings, then to me, you need to go with whatever the creator has given you. And that's crazy because you're going to have a whole lot of people. These people are already fucked up.
Yeah.
So you giving the mama or daddy, you giving parents an option to label or not label these kids. I mean, certain things in the world, that's why we know the world is coming to an end. Because nobody wants to identify. I mean, like, nobody wants to be assigned any type of identification. Everybody wants to self-identify. I mean, people come up with these crazy things, and then they go so left with it. It's like, it's out of control. You talking about something, you gonna put an X on somebody's birth certificate, that mean ain't nobody got to have no name. Shit, give me some good credit so I can start over. Because this shit here is ridiculous. If you could just say, oh, I'm going to be a girl and I got a ding-a-ling because my mama don't want to, my mama think I got some female facial features or something.
She just want, maybe she's like, yo, I'm going to let you choose what you want.
Yeah, and even that, that's some bullshit.
What's wrong with that? You giving the kid the ultimate, like, yo, if you.
No.
I'm going to raise you to be gender fluid.
Yeah. I wish my mom would have raised me to be white and had me with some other stuff that I could have that I could get some free perks in my life, but I was black. All my life.
You can say you feel like a white person inside and say you self-identify with a Caucasian.
That ain't going to get me nowhere.
It might. You never know.
Too late to try.
You got a nice little name that can go both ways.
Yeah, I guess so.
You do. I mean, just like myself.
Yeah, you got one.
Just my first
mine,
name.
Mine is not.
Your first name is.
Not really.
Last name gives it away. Yeah. Your maiden name, of course, that gives it away. But, you know.
Not really. There's a whole lot of white people with that last name.
Nah. But we know anytime the joke is made, they say Tyrone, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but none of mine gonna have no ex. I ain't got to have no ex.
Too late, they already born. You can't have an ex.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell you is that's dumb.
It's dumb?
Yes, it's dumb.
I mean, it's not.
It's not because people are taking too much away from normal life. Why do you have to say that somebody doesn't have a gender, they can decide, and all of that? It's enough shit you got to decide. Make your life easy. You either going to piss in the blue bathroom or the pink bathroom. It's not that complicated. It's no need to make
depends
something
on what state you're in.
Out of nothing. Yeah, but North Carolina is might not be able to go to no bathroom.
New York, we might have to piss co-ed outside. Bathrooms. Yeah, how you feel about a co-ed bathroom? What's wrong with a co-ed bathroom? I mean,
but you gonna have a co-ed bathroom, so you can't even tell nobody about not doing what y'all keep hollering about these people doing. You talking about people coming at people all indecent and all kind of stuff. If I see the man, if I was a single person and I was in the bathroom and there's a fine man next to me, you gonna peep and look at the people? You might say something to the people.
What kind of creepy person looks at somebody in the bathroom?
Shit. Ain't nobody. If you in the bathroom with a woman and she pulling her drawers down, squatting over the toilet.
That's not sexy.
It might not be sexy, but you going to see what she working with. You going to see her ass or something. Only person like that
probably Cameron. I want to see some piss.
Oh, well, I don't want to see piss, but I'm just saying. You going it has no purpose. It has no purpose. You're peeing. I mean, my thing is, it's not sanitary. Like, if you are taking a piss and you a woman, you using the bathroom after a nigga, he could have done jacked off in there. It could be some semen in there. You mess around and catch something or get a baby. You all kind of things can happen. Nasty.
Once semen hit the air, it's basically dead.
You don't know what them people could be doing in there.
I mean, but, you know.
You don't know.
They say a dry toilet seat is good. It doesn't matter if it's clean or not, long as it's dry. Yeah, but
that's still gross.
You don't want to sit on a wet toilet
seat. I wouldn't be in no place where it's crusty or...
So you're not for a co-ed bathroom?
I'm not for the co-ed bathroom at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's quite gross. So what are you saying? That's fun? That's a free fall? I mean, and it makes sense? It doesn't make sense.
90% of the bathroom I use is co-ed, so it's just like not a problem, you know?
Co-ed with, at your job?
At the house, it's a co-ed bathroom.
Because it's, and we have the same stuff. Like, we have.
If I go to somebody else's house, it's a co-ed bathroom.
Okay, see, you always want to play the devil's advocate. I'm not that's playing the devil's bullshit advocate. I have to deal with.
I'm just saying, like, in a public restroom, like, I'm going there to pee. That's it.
Yeah, but the point is, when you're in your house, you know the germs that you've become accustomed to, you've become immune to. When you're talking about thousands of people who are strangers, who may not have good hygiene, who may have diseases, you know that nobody in your household has a disease.
I hope not.
So, if that's the case, then... I mean, you are pretty good. But when you're talking about allowing your body to, you know, be exposed to all of these people and all of their germs, I'm not for that. Mm-hmm. And then you're talking about men and women, that's just too much going on. Like, it makes no sense. That means we can fuck in the bathroom.
Women are nasty.
Some women are nasty.
No, most women bathrooms are disgusting. Disgusting. It's just something about, I don't know what it is, it's nasty. I went in the
morning. So what you doing in women's bathrooms then? Help me understand that.
I've had jobs where I had to clean bathrooms before.
Oh, okay.
And I noticed that the women's bathroom it might look cleaner on the surface, but it doesn't smell.
Oh, because like, somebody got pads? Just because a nigga
the women's trash can is fucking deadly. That's what I was hitting at. You know, then you got to think about it that a woman, like a man bathroom, you got the urine. Most people in there just pissing and they moving along. Women bathroom, y'all have to really open up y'all stuff so you getting that waft of air from so many different vaginas in there. And it's just disgusting, man. Mm. So, you know, I wouldn't suggest going. If you've never been in a woman's bathroom, I mean, so they have couches and shit in their bathroom. That shit is amazing because, you know, we could never have that shit in a man's bathroom. I don't know why a lot of women's bathroom have couches in it. Like, what is the point of that? Have you ever seen a couch in a woman's bathroom?
I mean, I have in certain places, like department stores and stuff like that, but, I mean...
What's the couch for?
I mean, hey, people need to get comfortable. Sit down, you know. You might have your kids have to sit down out there while you go in the bathroom or you waiting on a kid. I don't know. People just think that women might need that type of environment.
I'm glad you brought up kids. How do you feel about women taking boys into the women's bathroom? Like, what age
if
is that?
If they are young... Then they need to go with you because you don't want to send them in the bathroom by themselves.
There's
a lot of perverts that are like that. I would say maybe when the child is like 7.
7?
Yeah, I mean, because they got to be old enough to really be able to express themselves. If you send them to the men's bathroom and you're standing outside, they need to be able to be comfortable hollering, hey, mama, I need help in here, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't be no big old child.
Yeah,
in the
I know somebody still take 10-year-olds to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's not.
That's like you too old. Like, why are you taking this grown ass nigga to the bathroom?
You and your child feel that compelled. You need to make sure that nigga pee before y'all leave to go wherever y'all going at, so he ain't got to use the bathroom when y'all get out in the public, because that's strange.
The single mothers, man, and like single fathers. Like, I don't know what I would. I would not take my daughter if like, I had my. I wouldn't take her to the boy, that man's bathroom. I just wouldn't do it. I would just entrust some woman. I'd be like, hey, could you take her in the bathroom, please?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then that would just. I'm not taking her in the men's bathroom. I don't think any little girl should go in the men's bathroom.
I mean, it's easy that way with a man giving your daughter to a female to go in the bathroom with versus a woman giving her son, because it's so many perverts in this world, and you wouldn't want to just say, oh, here, dude, take my kid to the bathroom. I mean, it's kind of not, you know, normal. Women are known to be more nurturing and caring and things like that, so hopefully it doesn't backfire on anybody, but yeah.
What were we just talking about?
We were talking about kids peeing. So who you over there texting that you can't?
I'm not talking about kids peeing. I was trying to bring it back to the front because I was about to move on to the next topic and I was making sure we wrapped this up.
Okay, we'll wrap it up.
Anyway, so yeah, that was that subject. We started out with the babies and the X and the Y. That's what we brought up. So yeah, so let us know how you feel about that. These kids with these X genders where they're not male or female. They're just X.
Yeah, their parents fucking them up.
Yeah. So, next up, man, we got story of the week, man. Old Keaton Jones. Did you hear about Keaton Jones?
I don't even know who that is.
Keaton Jones was a little kid that got bullied. I'm going to let you hear his story.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, why do they bully? What's the point of it? Why do you find joy in taking innocent people and finding a way to be mean to them? It's not okay.
What do they say to you?
They make fun of my nose. They call me ugly. They say I have no friends.
What'd they do to you at lunch?
Put milk on me and put ham down my clothes. Threw bread at me.
Is it just you?
Yep.
Or is it other kids too that feel that way?
Say it's other kids too.
How's that make you feel?
I don't like that they do it to me, and I for sure don't like that they do it to other people, because it's not okay. People that are different don't need to be criticized about it. Because it's not their fault. But if you are made fun of, just don't let it bother you. Just stay strong, I guess. It's hard. But it'll probably get better one day.
Aww.
So how did that make you feel? You just saw this video. How did that make you feel? That was a tearjerker, right?
Yeah.
Make you feel bad. All right, yeah. Keaton Jones, he's a little kid in, somewhere in like Eastern Tennessee. Said he was getting bullied at school. And so his mom makes this little heart-wrenching video online. And he's just pulling on all your heartstrings. Now, you know, Keaton, he was born with some kind of tumor. So, you know, they removed a lot of the tumors from him. So that's where, you know, he looks a little different. He said the kids called him ugly. They picked on his nose and, you know, all this stuff. So, you know, everybody was reaching out to all the little athletes. Was, hey, Keaton, you got a friend over here, this and that. And then the internet comes in and comes to find out they got pictures of Keaton with the Confederate flag. His mama with pictures of the Confederate flag. And, you know, and a GoFundMe account was set up and it was up at like $50-some thousand. You know, the mama said she ain't had nothing to do with that. She hadn't received any of the money. And, and Keaton got bullied. And my whole thing is this. Keaton. This big homie King Germ talking to you. You got to toughen the fuck up, boy. I mean, yeah, you ugly. It's a fact. But you got to take the sting out of that when niggas picking on you. Cause that's the most obvious thing that they're gonna say about you is you ugly. So take the sting out of being ugly. Like, you gotta learn how to jone, dozens, rip, whatever they call it in your fucking neighborhood, you gotta learn how to motherfucking do that shit. Now, you being this Confederate, having this Confederate flag might not help at all. You know what I'm saying? Because who knows? Keaton might have said nigga in school, and then that's why they fucking pouring milk on you and putting ham in your pants.
You an asshole.
No, I'm just saying. That's just what kids get bullied. I mean, was you bullied as a kid?
Nah, nobody fucked with me.
Everybody was bullied. Everybody got picked on.
People might have said something, but they ain't never said it to me.
I mean, but to the point, like, come on, man. Like, that's just like, I ain't going to say it's a rite of passage, but dude, man.
I mean, kids nowadays are weak.
Kids these days are pussy.
Whatever that is.
Pussy.
It's like they don't know, they don't understand no, they don't understand letdowns, they don't understand not getting their way, they're not understanding not getting an award. Like, people give awards just for being there. Like, you don't get an award for showing up. Like, you got to do something. You got to be better than somebody. You just don't get an award for being.
But that's the thing. These kids today have no competitive spirit. I mean, this nigga breaking down crying. Nigga, you in the 8th fucking grade. You think this going to make it any better? You really think this going to make it any better, Keaton? You sit here, this is not right, crying and shit, man. Stop it,
I felt
man.
Sorry for him, but...
I know you did. I know you did. A lot of people did. You're not alone. You're not alone. You know what I'm saying? Now, if that was my kid, I would tell my kid, like, listen, man, you tighten the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? You over here crying about some bullshit that you can't change. Your nose is big. You're ugly. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what else the kids say to you, but I'm pretty sure every day they come to you with something. Toughen up. You know what I'm saying? You're only 13. You got a lot of life to live here, Keaton. Crying on the internet is not going to get you there. And, you know, now, you know, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, some kid out there, you know, because these kids, these days, they kill themselves from getting bullied. Like, yeah. I couldn't imagine being at that point in my life, feeling that low, that young, that I would kill myself. I just couldn't do it. And you know what I'm saying? Because, like he said, hopefully it gets better. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, he must have had a rough day. But,
yeah. I mean, everybody had, you know, everybody's entitled to their feelings or whatever, but he just really need to realize that it's, you know, it's just not the end of the world, and people are, it's mean people in the world. So, for me, if you a person who feel compelled that you can tow the Confederate flag and you can be proud of whatever the hell y'all want to call this is y'all history and heritage or whatever, but that's a hateful symbol.
Yeah.
And so, to some. And therefore, if you say people are doing things that offend you or make you feel uncomfortable, why the hell would you do something that you know pisses off a whole lot of people?
Said he's not racist, though.
It don't matter.
You got pictures with you holding the Confederate flag and shit, but you're not racist. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Why? So your mama probably is. Yeah,
but she was like, these are the only two pictures I have in my universe, and I never would have thought. You crazy.
But I mean, you worse off than I thought. Cause
I'm not racist. I've actually gotten bullied because I wasn't racist. Child, what kind of shit?
Go to sleep, girl.
Exactly. What kind of... You trying to clean this up now. And I mean...
Because some black people done reached out to y'all.
I mean, and then like one MMA fighter hit her up and was like, you know, he was like, hey, Keaton, I want to be a friend, invite you to some fights. And the mom was just like, referred him to like a link that he could donate money. He was like, she just wanted the money. She don't care about...
Him having a relationship with nobody or whatever. Because that's what he need, clearly. He around here struggling, talking about something. He ain't got no friends and this, that, and the third.
He got a speech to pay. He got that look. I thought he was your boy Dustin from Stranger Things. I really thought that's who he was. I was like, damn, Dustin out here getting bullied. That's a real Dustin. But that wasn't him, man. So, you know.
Lord.
Yeah, man. I just don't know, man. But, yeah, good luck to you, Keaton, man. You got your little 15 minutes of fame. You made it to the Frocast, man. I just don't know. Like, you gotta toughen up, man. Don't let the bullies win, man. Be strong. Learn some jokes. You gotta counter those jokes that they hit you with, man. They call you ugly, call them fat. They call you, you know what I'm saying, your nose big, talk about their feet. Do something. You know what I'm saying? Find you some swag, man. You might, you know what I'm saying, do something. But you can't let the bullies win.
Clearly, he's gotta be smart.
Yeah, you got. I mean, at least hopefully make good grades or something like that. You know, at least you're excelling in the classroom or something. Because if you're making bad grades and you're getting bullied, like, yo, bro. Like, I mean, you go to school in Tennessee, so shit can't be that motherfucking hard.
Can't be.
Like, it's Tennessee. So I'm at least think you're getting some straight A's or something. So that was old Keaton Jones, man. Queen Jeremy wanted to really joke with me tonight on it, so.
I mean, I felt bad for the kid. The boy, at first, I was laughing. Then, when he started talking about how the people was doing him wrong, I felt a little sorry for the boy. And I can think about the fact that I wouldn't want one of my kids to be getting teased and people pouring milk on them and stuff. And see, I ain't above fighting a kid.
Wow. So,
if my turn came to me and said somebody was doing something, oh, I'm waiting for these motherfuckers to come out of that school. Because we just not finna let it just go down like that. So, you know. I know I have to kind of, you know, check my feelings sometimes because when my kids have things going on, I step outside myself. I forget that I'm an adult And I had to, you know, get on these kids' level sometimes.
I mean, I'm not above getting on these. I'll argue with a kid in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, because A, they can't match wits with me. And B, I mean, it's just fun. You know what I'm saying? Get a little kid all riled up. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You know, it's fun. But yeah, man. So, Keaton, man, you got a friend over here in Nappy Afro. If you ever want to come on the show and explain your side, man, hey, our inbox is always open. You know how to get with us, man. You know, because we got millions of listeners. Let me ask you a question. What makes y'all people, when shit happen bad to people, y'all just want to donate? Like, if I'm getting bullied, why would money make me feel any better?
I don't know.
I mean, I understand why you gave a Detroit walking nigga, you know, money for to buy him a car and shit, but y'all people in these GoFundMe, y'all set up a GoFundMe quick for any motherfucking thing.
Set up one for me.
Hey, just put it out there. You never know, man. You got to have a good story, man. You just can't ask for money. You got to have a good story.
Apparently, you can. I mean, all y'all want to do is see somebody cry. Man. I cry for you.
Hey, man.
It's Christmas time.
It is.
I don't want to be depressed. I want to be able to buy my kids with everything they want, or some of the things they want.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Christmas, how you feel about telling kids about Santa Claus?
I mean, once they get a certain age, they figure that out. But I feel like when people, they little. No, because that, I mean.
No, you don't want them to believe in Santa Claus?
I want them to believe in Santa Claus because kids, when you are young, you are innocent. It's okay to have these beliefs. Shit, you don't tell them that the people on the cartoons ain't real, that superheroes ain't real. So why the hell you got to fuck up Christmas? I don't understand that. I mean, like, you're hell-bent on taking out the holiday spirit. Like, it's just not that serious. And parents get me with that. Oh, I work all year to do this and do that. Shit, you don't tell your kids how much money you spend on your rent and your light bill and everything else every month.
You don't tell your kid, like, baby, I had to suck this old man dick last night to get this goddamn Xbox.
Exactly. You're not telling them that. So why the hell is you talking about Santa Claus ain't real? I ain't finna let nobody else get the credit. And I go to work all year and blah, blah, blah. You do a whole lot of the shit you don't tell your children about either.
You don't tell your kids I had to let this old man stick his dick on my motherfucking shoulder for you to get this damn...
these Jordans that just came out.
You don't know what I had to do. Exactly. Yeah, you don't know what I had to do to get dinner on the table tonight. But your ass ain't. So yeah, you don't need the damn the credit for Christmas. Like, I don't want no white man taking credit for my... Man, shut y'all asses up. Man, kids don't give a fuck.
Exactly. They don't care. They ain't gonna know what they got... January 1st. Mm-hmm. Shit. Half that stuff gonna be broke. You done spent all this doggone money and you gonna be mad. So ain't no need to worry about it. Get them what you can afford and move on.
Exactly. And, you know, so that's our kids segment of the day. We had a interesting rap beef, and I use air quotes to call it rap beef because Quavo took shots at Joe Budden, and it was really a shot. He just said, if a nigga hating, call him Joe Budden.
Ice tray on nigga flooded. Ice, ice, ice. Yeah. If a nigga hatin', call him Joe Budden.
Pussy. And the internet went wild with it. Like, Quavo really murdered Joe Budden with one line. And he didn't. It was a weak bar. I'm glad Joe didn't come out of retirement to bury this nigga because we all know that Joe can rap better than Quavo. So him rapping against Quavo or dissing him or dropping a freestyle would have been just a waste of Joe's time. Joe, keep doing what you're doing. You over there on the media side, you respect the game, you respect the music, and you just want all the other artists to have that same respect. You don't want these niggas that's coming in the game making a quick buck to just, you know, abuse something that you love. So I appreciate what Joe Budden do. Sometimes he's over the top, but hey, that nigga, like he said, he's passionate about the music, so keep that same passion, bro. Keep that same passion. Quavo, man, look, man, stay on your lane, bro.
And lyrically, who is Quavo?
Quavo is one of the Migos, the head Migo. Yeah.
Okay.
Honcho, uno honcho, whatever you call yourself. So, you know. So, yeah, man, stay on your lane. Beef with niggas like Yachty and, you know, stay in the mumble rap lane. Don't deal with real lyricists because you have no lyrical content. You make great hooks. You make great ad-libs, but... As far as rapping, no, Quavo, you're not the man. So yeah, that's enough about that. We did enough to get our music topic in for this week, since we are a music podcast. You know what I'm saying? TV talk, it's all right, not here. So Queen Germ doesn't watch TV; she only watches QVC, as y'all know. Yeah, Black Ink happened. It's all right, not here. So I'm not gonna really talk too much about that. But I did start. I did watch White Famous. I watched all 10 episodes of that, and I wasn't really. I mean, I watched all 10 episodes because I watch TV, but I wasn't really impressed with the show. There was a lot of weird stuff in it. It was about Jay Farrow. He's acting as some comedian that's trying to make it from the comic scene into Hollywood. He wants to be White Famous. That's what his agent wants him to be, White Famous. And White Famous is, you know, we known by white people, if that didn't occur to y'all what that meant. So, but the show kind of like, you know, follows him. Him and his adventures through Hollywood. It's, I mean, I don't know if it's supposed to be funny. It has some funny moments. But, you know, just check it out. Draw your own conclusions about it. I also started watching Mindhunter. I'm on episode 2 of that. It's kind of slow burn, so I haven't dug in that deep. Hopefully Friday I'll probably watch it if I have some free time. But let's see what else. That's about it on what I'm watching. If y'all got any more shows I need to watch, suggest them for me in the comments, because, you know, I'm always interested. You know, football season is over for me. I mean that fantasy-wise, coaching-wise. And the Eagles just lost fucking Carson Wentz, so might be NFL-wise and college-wise. So football season almost done for me, so I need some shows to watch because I'm not watching the NBA until the playoffs. Yeah, so that's all about TV shows. But keep it 100 this week, man. It's the season, man. It's the season. You know what I mean? Season is, it's that season that you can tell people, let me borrow some money and I'll pay you back when I get my taxes. So people, it's that time because everybody knows them W-2s will be dropping soon. In the next 45 days, all W-2s will be out. So there's going to be a lot of spending going on this year. I'm going to be in the casino this year, in the IRS casino, getting my money because I have some plans to do some things with my money. I've already spent most of the money in my head, so just when I get it.
And I hope I'm in that number.
I mean, everybody in the number. Everybody in the number this year. Okay. That number might be high this year, is all I'm saying.
Well, I need some of that. Whatever it is. Oh. Let me get my piece. Let me get my splits.
Yeah, so people, if people hit you up this month, like, yo, let me borrow $200. I'll pay back when I get my taxes. Make sure you write this down, have it in a text message, because you know how niggas get forgetful when they get that tax money. They forget that they was bumming money just a month earlier. Now they eating out every day. Got bags and bags of shit from the mall. Everybody jade up. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's beautiful. New TVs, new game system. It'll be Christmas in January, February, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's coming. It's coming. So yeah, just be on the lookout for that. Man. Winners and losers. You got any winners and losers this week?
Hey, again, I'm a winner because I just crossed a week and a half ago. And my loser is the dumb nigga who gave himself up for cheating yesterday because this bastard is in the final exam. And oh, I guess you forgot you wrote some answers on your hand and you raised your hand to ask a question. And then you so stupid because if I did get caught, I would have licked that writing off my hand. But no, not you. You let the teacher take a picture of it. So now they got evidence and you get the F in this class. Now, I don't know how dumb you have to be for you to raise your hand and forget. You done got so comfortable in the doggone test to where you raised the hand that got the cheat information on the hand. So yes, you are a loser.
Wow. Smart kid, but real dumb.
Yes.
Oh, man. My winners this week, man, is LiAngelo and LaMelo Ball. They are the LeVar Ball kids. They just signed with a pro team in Lithuania. So they are bucking the system. What's his name? LiAngelo is going to do his 1 year. LaMelo is going to do his. I mean, he's still in high school, so he got like 3 years before he can go pro. So he's going to play pro over there for 3 years. LiAngelo will probably do a year to try to go in the draft. I mean, good luck to these guys. I think it's great that you're bucking the system. I mean, if you're going to get hurt playing basketball, you might as well be getting paid for it. No use of you playing college basketball and you only plan to be there 1 year. You know what I'm saying? You get hurt playing college basketball, you know what? No check. At least right now you can get a little check. LiAngelo, LaMelo, he's, like I said, he's like 15, 16, so he can't go pro until it's 3 years. It's LeVar Ball. Never lost. Big baller brand. And everybody who's getting their shoes, they shipping out now. All the shoes that you bought 7 months ago, you're now getting them. So shout out to everybody that's getting their Big Baller brand shoes. And them are winners this week, the Ball family. For just, like I said, bucking the system, rewriting the rules. Like, maybe now, motherfuckers, instead of going, like, if you're one and done, just go play pro ball cross seas. Come back. They're going to draft you anyway. You know what I'm saying? So just get the experience. If you don't get on-the-job training, get on-the-job training where you're getting paid, instead of on-the-job training where the only person getting paid is the coach, and he's pimping you out. And so, I mean, shout out. And my loser this week is the motherfucker in the Port Authority up in New York that blew his motherfucker self up. Like, you got to be the dumbest motherfucker alive. You was making a pipe bomb / suicide bomb, and you ain't even kill your motherfucking self? Oh, my God. Like, that was, you got to be the loser of the year. I don't understand. Like, was the bomb not finished? Like, what was you doing? You ain't mixed the fucking, the bleach and the goddamn, the kitchen and the aluminum and the bathroom cleaner together or something? And this is not King Germ telling y'all how to make a bomb, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? You get some kitchen cleaner and some aluminum foil and it'll blow up. Trust me. Shake that shit up, throw that shit, boom, it's gonna blow. But yeah, so you my loser this week. And that's about it, man. Oh, man, this was a quick show tonight, Queen Germ. Thank you for sitting in, man.
Thank you for having me.
It was a painless 35 minutes. Hopefully the people will be satisfied with this. If not, you know, oh well. You just have to wait the next Friday to get another show, man. So on behalf of Queen Germ, and it's all right, this is King Germ signing off on episode 282 of the Frocast. 283 of the Frocast. Thank you. Facts don't matter on this podcast, just so you know. Fuck facts, we're funny. That's what I think our motto is. Or something okay. Like that.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So yeah, this is episode 283. I'm King Germ. This is Queen Germ. We're signing off. Y'all have a good week, man. Hopefully be easy to get this all edited up and make it sound good. Put this little magical touch on it. And who knows what we had this week. Hopefully we'll be back full power or whatever you call it next week. It's all right. Be back in here to give us a review on those Zoe 2 shoes that he paid $500 for. It's all right as a baller. Yeah, man. We out of here, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. Ha 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 ha.